Hey, podcast listeners. The subject of our conversation today is something that I've been thinking a lot about for the last 8 years or so, and that is the subject of integration. How do we bring our learnings from a major life experience, maybe a psychedelic journey, a personal growth retreat, a Joe Dispenza week, a Tony Robbins event? Like, how do we bring our exposure to those things into our daily lives? How do we let those big, non-ordinary state, out of the ordinary, out of the box experiences shape our lives? So today I offer a few thoughts on integration, and whether it's with psychedelic medicine or some other growth tool, I hope that these thoughts will be helpful to you. Thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't done so already, head on over to zenfounder.com and sign up for our mailing list. My team and I have been in a pretty good cadence lately, and we just send really 2 emails a month, and we try to keep them tight and really actionable, and to be a really great resource to you. So if you're not receiving those and you'd like to, head on over to zenfounder.com and sign up. Thanks so much.
Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means, sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs. And I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation.
Hi there. My name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I'm a clinical psychologist who works with entrepreneurs and leaders. One of the questions that I get most often, especially recently, is around how to use psychedelics well. Psychedelic medicines, of course, are definitely trending. They're something that a lot of people are talking about, both for their healing properties in terms of helping to alleviate symptoms of depression, anxiety, trauma, and for the possibility that they can help level up our creativity, our problem solving, our maybe spiritual presence, or just our ability to show up well in this human experience. And because so many entrepreneurs are early adapters and are people who are really wanting to press into their ability to grow and to be the best version of themselves, psychedelics comes up a lot in the work that I do. People ask a lot of questions about it. And of paramount importance is the ability to integrate what insights or lessons might be offered in the context of a psychedelic experience into our day-to-day three-dimensional life as parents, as business owners, as romantic partners, as people living in a somewhat flawed three-dimensional body. And that's not always easy. Because psychedelics can take us to sort of another version of reality, we're in an observation mode or we're hovering above, we're able to see ourselves and our lives and our communities in a bit of a different way. We call them non-ordinary states. They're not exactly what it feels like to be walking around in our daily life. But it can be super difficult to bridge these deep dive kind of spiritual insights into the day-to-day life. And that process, of course, is called integration. And a lot of people ask me, what does integration look like? Or how do I integrate psychedelic experiences? Especially when they can feel ineffable. We don't really have words for them. Or they can feel so otherworldly. Like maybe we did some space journey with a set of Care Bears. Or, you know, like something that feels really like, whoa, that was bizarre. That's a little hard to explain. So I have a few tips that might be helpful if you are someone who is thinking about using psychedelics in this way. And I will also say that I don't know that this just applies to psychedelics. I think sometimes we go to a conference or we go away for the weekend with friends and we have an experience that takes us out of our normal day-to-day life, and it can be hard to know how to bring it back with us, whether or not there are chemicals involved. Sometimes it requires a lot of thought and intention around how to really yield what's offered to us in these extraordinary experiences and allow them to shape us in our day-to-day life. The first tip I have for really thinking about how to integrate non-ordinary state experiences is simply to give it time. I know that's never a popular recommendation among the entrepreneurs that I work with because their lives are already full and they want to have kind of the minimum viable investment in order to be able to have the most benefit. But unfortunately, the work of non-ordinary state integration really is about time. It's about giving space in the calendar to think about it, to write about it, to write out what happened in the journey, to write out what happened over that deep dive retreat weekend, what you thought, what you learned, what songs mattered to you, what moments really stuck with you. The reason that we want to give those things time and to write about them and to record them is because that's how we integrate them into our long-term memory process. I think when we're going through something that feels really awe-inspiring or really important, there's a sense that we're always going to remember it. And we certainly can remember it, but it takes some time and attention to really encode those moments into our memory. And so when we return from a retreat or some kind of psychedelic experience, taking the time to write, taking the time to audio record, taking the time to really give attention to what happened and make sure that it doesn't get lost in the shuffle of our day. I think it's also really difficult to know exactly what integration looks like right away. There may be some things that are very clear, but it often is in the days and the weeks following a big experience that it begins to take a little more form. And so sometimes I think people leave a big weekend, for example, and they want to have a list of to-dos that they can begin on Monday. And that may be true, and it may not. It may be that things need to settle. I think sometimes having these big growth experiences is a bit like planting seeds, and they have to be watered and they have to be in the sunlight and they have to be in rich soil in order to really grow, in order to make sense of them. So ideally, you're giving yourself some time every day in the weeks following a big experience to write, to return, to reflect, to meditate, and really try to foster that growth over time. It's just not a one and done. Sometimes I think people see psychedelics as a bit of a magic pill and that you could go into a journey and then come out and the work is done. And unfortunately, I just don't think the medicine is actually the work. The medicine happens in this germination process, in this waiting, in this returning, in this reflection. One of the other things that can be really helpful, so if my first tip is give it time, my second tip is to kind of decipher what has been offered to you. So in the context of a psychedelic journey, sometimes people feel like they get really clear marching orders, like do this one thing, begin, you know, plant a garden, begin to sing more, interact with your children differently, open your marriage. Like there can be these really clear things that feel like they're offered in a journey. And I would write them down as instructions. Like, these are the marching orders that I feel like I've been given in this experience. And then hold them for a while, at least 2 weeks. Because again, we want to give it time. We want to give it space. We want to give it oxygen and some time to balance what's been offered in a big journey with the other aspects or other data points of our daily life. So we want to record the marching orders as they are, and then let them sit for a minute so that we can double check and maybe make a more concrete plan for how we might implement them. Another kind of type of offering that can be given in a psychedelic journey is more like allegory. It's more like poetry. It's the seeing of something, the feeling of something, but it's not really clear the concrete meaning that may come from that. Sometimes people have an experience of maybe sitting in nature and watching a dragonfly for a period of time and feeling really impacted by the life of that other creature, but not necessarily super clear on what the implications are of that experience for their individual life. So that can look more like there's truth in poetry or there's truth in a parable, something that's not necessarily directly translatable into life action tips, but has a sense of meaning and truth that we really value. So once again, the writing of that, the returning to that, the sitting with it can help it become more clear what the integration practice might be related to things that are more allegorical. I think another kind of message are invitations. You know, we might have an experience where again, in the case of sitting with a dragonfly, we really realize how much we come alive and are soothed and are happy when we are in nature. And so we might have a gentle invitation to just spend more time in nature, spend more time outside. And that's not necessarily super fleshed out, like might not be really clear about what exactly we are to do. But there's a gentle invitation to lean a different direction or begin to do some different things in our lives to help that part of us flourish. I really like kind of a 2-week holding period before making any big decisions after a non-ordinary state experience. I think it can be helpful, though, to begin making a practical plan. So if you have the sense that you are working on gratitude or working on humility or working on your expression or your communication with your intimate partner, we don't want to just leave it at, I'm going to get better at communication. We want to really make a practical plan around that. So first, give it time. Second, decipher what kind of messages have been offered. Third, begin to flesh out a practical plan, especially after there's been a lot of exploration and waiting period. So that practical plan is something that takes up space in your calendar, or it takes up space in your pocketbook, where you are going to behave differently as a result of something that you've learned or a growth pattern that you would like to deepen into. So in the case of wanting to increase communication with your partner, maybe that's a Sunday date, you know, a time where you really are setting aside time, meaningful difference in behavior so that you can spend with your partner and you are deciding to be someone who shares more intimately or listens more closely or says different types of things or has different types of conversations than you were having before your growth experience. So those things, though, need to be fleshed out, written down, agreed to, carved out time. This is the time to really get very practical with, I want to go in this direction. I want to begin changing these kinds of behaviors. I like to make a plan like that is implemented for a period of time. So maybe you commit to an integration practice for 4 months, for a quarter, for 6 months, for a period of time, and then return and make a note in your calendar to reevaluate whether that practice is working for you, whether that practice is eliciting the kind of growth that you are wanting to lean into, and whether it seems to be consistent or congruent with what information or insight you were offered during your psychedelic experience. The more that you can engage practices that help you return to the physiological conditions, and I don't mean return to the substances necessarily, but return to music, return to a quiet place, return to quiet reflection, return to time in nature, those kinds of things that reinitiate some of the conditions that you experienced when you were in the midst of your retreat or in the midst of your growth moment can help you get in that state of mind and then return to the lessons. So that's another thing that is helpful to integrate as a practical practice is to do these kind of emotional hygiene or spiritual hygiene tasks where you're spending time in silence in nature, cuddling with your partner, you know, whatever was offered to you or whatever the conditions of the journey were. Let them be fluent in your life. Let them be something that you return to on a daily or weekly basis so that you are able to reinitiate those conditions and get back in this practice of listening to what's offered to you from source, from spirit, from your own inner knowing, your own inner healer. And I think the enemy of all of this growth is unintentional busyness and a way that we fill our lives so full that we aren't able to listen or hear what's stirring within us or what is offered to us around us. So that's part of integration, is shifting into a mode of listening. So if you are somebody who does big growth experiences, whether they're psychedelically related or not, and you want to bring those practices back into your daily life, a few tips that are essential are to give it time, decipher the kind of messages that were offered, make a practical plan, and return to or fuel that growth initiating state so that you can get your kind of mind and soul and body back in that condition and really begin to listen into what's being offered. So if this is something that is of interest to you, definitely reach out to my team and I. We do help with this kind of process where we are helping guide people through the integration process, asking questions, helping them make the most of their big growth journeys so that they can really benefit, whether it's in healing or in expansion or some combination of both. Thanks so much for watching, and you can sign up for our newsletter at zenfounder.com to get some more tips and tactics to make the most of your experience here in your growth-oriented journey. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.